Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Good to have the band back together. How you doing, Terry?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Good, good. We got some good stuff lined up today. About 4 or 5 hours of show. We're going to get into three.
I was like, wait a minute. I thought I was leaving at 10.
No commercial breaks. Going straight
through. Let's do it.
Non-stop talking. No, I promise. There will be commercial breaks.
I don't think our partners, our advertisers would really appreciate that very much.
I don't think the listeners would either.
Sounds like a challenge. Maybe we should try it.
Like a challenge, right? I knew I could get you on board. We're going to talk United Way in a little bit, catch up with them, and looking forward to that. And a little bit later, we will have a side hustle for people. We'll see about that. The number one dream job, we've got that to get into, Terry.
Cool.
I had one here I saved I wanted to get into with you. Where is it? The ideal kid's birthday party.
Oh.
We're going to get into that a little bit. That should be interesting. Coming up in a little bit, we'll have our National Day of Calendar in 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. A little after Melissa's News in that 8 o'clock hour, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's.
Love
Culver's. Yeah, yeah. Can't wait for that. 9 o'clock hour, good stories, that ain't right stories. We'll see what other trouble we can get ourselves into. We are also going to be joined in 9 o'clock hour from Mystique McImer. She is with Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's studio production, their newest studio production of Who is Afraid of Virginia Woolf. That is premiering tonight.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Mystique, see how her nerves are and all that. She's a pro.
Knowing her, she's right on it.
Such a solid cast with that. That's going to be a really, really good show, everybody. I'll tell you right now, get your tickets at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org, a classic script done by some really, really strong actors. Had Mo and Mystique in on Director's Cut last weekend, and I was already excited about the show after talking to them, and hearing about some of the process, just more and more jacked for them. It's
cool.
Going to be so darn good. This edgy director showcase thing that WRCT is doing is really fun, and I'm hearing so much from audiences, people out there that are really enjoying it. That's been a lot of fun for them. So looking forward to all of that. That's all coming up for you. And it's Terry and I together. Who knows what we're going to get into.
What rabbit hole will we go down?
Terry, I do want to catch up with you about the United Way. I know a lot of fun things going on over there.
I have no idea. I've been gone for 2 days. I'm just kidding. Amy's actually out of the country on a mission trip with her church. So good luck. Give her a call.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding. Let's see. Let's see what else other challenge we can come up with. No, actually, I was out of the office, but out of the office working. I was at some meetings in Milwaukee, so I do actually know what's going on. I wasn't completely checked out.
Good idea.
But we do have a couple of things happening right now. Our Cabin Fever Challenge, which actually starts February 1st, and it runs for the month of February, and this is an opportunity for individuals and families, or even, I guess, just kids, you know, to engage in different activities that try some new things. So it's a bingo card style event where you pick, basically, what, 25 different things that you engage in, and each of the categories, so it's cabin, C-A-B-I-N, so each one has a different theme, like C is community, so you might do some things, different things in the community, or that might impact the community. We've got a whole list of ideas on the back. Try something new is encouraged. So maybe you try snowshoeing for the first time, or maybe you just go sledding, or, you know, spending some time outside, spending time with family. And so when you complete your bingo card, then you return that to us at the United Way office, and you are eligible to win. We have some really cool prize baskets. I mean, and these are awesome. It's not just like one little prize. It's a whole like laundry basket full of prize. So that's a great event. And really, you know, just kind of to break up the winter blahs a little bit.
It's such a fun idea. I love when you guys do this every year. You always are coming up with new things for it, too. And we encourage people to come up with their own stuff, it's nice that you give people a kind of like an outlier, a little bit of a way, like some, well, if you have nothing, here's an idea. And you can even spin off of those ideas that you have, too, and come up with stuff.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of really good ones on there. And, you know, it was fun last year getting feedback from kids, you know, saying, people just saying, oh, this kind of pushed us to try this new thing with our child. Yes. Or for the first time, my five-year-old helped make dinner because it was like, okay, we're gonna try doing this together, or mm-hmm. or whatever it was. So feedback is always really good. It's a great way to be intentional about activity and mm-hmm. physical activity in the winter. And everything doesn't have to be physical activity. I don't want right. to scare anybody away. But, but you know, you can also do some crafting or just different experiences. So I encourage people to check that out. You can see that on our website, uwswac.org. And I know that through the local school districts, that link is being pushed out to students or in the newsletters so that people can get their bingo card and participate. The other thing that we're doing is collecting sponsorships for Power the Purse. Yeah. And we are doing that just up until Monday, because then our posters will go to print. Okay. So if you are thinking about sponsoring, you would need to do that by Monday so that you're included on the poster. I mean, very important, right? Get the recognition.
Yes, yes.
So Power of the Purse is coming up on March 14th. But again, right now, collecting sponsorships. And you can also purchase tickets for the event if you are, you know you're coming and you're geared up and ready to go. Tickets are for sale. And we also have a raffle purse that we always do in advance of the event. And that is it's a Michael Kors tote with a wallet. I know that means a lot to you.
Yes.
But it's very important. and so we do have those raffle tickets available at United Way, and they're $1 a piece or 6 for $5. So I mean, it's really, really easy way to get in. And has a high, the value is just a little over $500. So you could win a nice bag. Mm-hmm. Even if you can't attend the event, you can participate that way. And the other thing that we have coming up is on February 8th is our annual meeting. And so this is where we recognize outgoing board members, those who have completed their term. We also vote in new board members and our new officers for the year of 2023. So that is happening at 5 p.m. on February 8th at Prevail Bank in their lower level meeting room. So the public is welcome to attend. But that is, basically the business of the meeting is that we, nominate and elect those new directors and officers.
Got to be a little bit of a melancholy kind of thing. Seeing people leave that you've grown towards and worked with over the last year, and then bringing in those new people.
Yeah, we have 5 board members transitioning off. And, it's interesting is that 4 of the 5 have actually served 9 consecutive years on the board. And that's our limit. And so 4 of the 5 of them have done that. And then the other one, midterm, this term, she retired. And so she said, I want to be retired. And that's all, that's all good. So she finished her term till now. And so, you're right. It's tough to see people step away. Yeah. But there are also people that I feel like I can still keep engaged, right? And that we can keep connected to the United Way efforts and into what we're doing in the community. And, that also means that we're bringing on 5 new people and getting them some more exposure to what we're doing in the community, but also to leadership.
2 quick things. one of the things that I've heard so much over the years, us working together and just in being in this town and hearing about the United Way, people love donating, volunteering with the United Way, being a part of things with the United Way. The other thing that I hear is how great those baskets are, and so many of these things that you guys do that you give away. A real shout out to the people who donate and help out making those things happen. It goes a little bit extra for these events.
Sure.
I think these events, you're still going to have the same attendance, but people get a little more excited about some of these things. And when you're giving of your time, your money, all that, that is really cool to be able to offer. And if you don't mind, I know we usually use this segment to really focus on United Way, and I love being able to do that. But you bring up board membering, and I was talking to Sue yesterday over at the Family Center, and I'm on the board of the Family Center. And I've talked with Lance Plimmel about this, a number of people, about being a board member, regardless of what the organization is, nonprofit, the city, any of these things. And it's getting harder and harder for people to find board members, and especially younger people. And I just want to encourage younger people out there to give a little of your time to one of these boards. You find a cause, you got one. You're young. You've got a cause you care about. You're not cynical yet. But young, old, it doesn't matter. But and I'm joking, of course. But seriously, though, when you are a part of a board, there are so many things that happen organically that Terry and I, as long as you've been doing this and in the short time I've been doing it, I don't think we'd cover everything. There's so many cool things that happen about being a part of a board. And maybe one of the biggest ones is the genuine good feeling you get in every board meeting. I've had plenty of board meetings where I barely talk. I just vote on stuff or whatever. They don't need to hear from me or whatever. I feel great coming out of it. I feel like, oh, that hour and a half or whatever I put into that, which again, not a huge time commitment on most boards. The feeling you get from it, it means something. It feels like something. And there's so many young people I talk to that are frustrated with the world, that want to do something, that want to add to their community and do it. This is a great way to do it. It's a great way to do it. It's not a huge time commitment. And the feeling you get from it, I guarantee, will match whatever you put into it.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are definitely nonprofits that are looking for board members. And so one of the ways, you know, you certainly could reach out to them and express interest. I think another good way is to maybe start volunteering with that organization so that they kind of get to know you, right? Mm-hmm. And then you can, you know, transition into one of those leadership or decision-making roles. But the other way that you could learn more about board service is you could contact Ben from our office, who oversees the volunteer center, because we do have several of the organizations that post volunteer opportunities also indicate that they have a need for board members. So he could do a little interest inventory with you, see, you know, kind of where you think you could best serve, and then, you know, help facilitate that introduction so that you could, you know, possibly jump right in with an organization serving on their board, or at a minimum, identify where your greatest interest is and then start connecting with that organization so that board service is a possibility, you know, somewhere in the future, because it is important and we do need people who are willing to give of their time. And in a small town, that's very often the same people. You know, so I'll have people on my board that serve on five other boards. And it doesn't have to be that way, but it just is. And so we do encourage more people to get involved at that level and to really, you know, like you said, care about something, care about a cause, care about an organization, care about work that's being done, and be part of the decision making process for that organization.
Again, the rewards, the feeling you get from doing something like this is unparalleled.
Yeah,
it really is.
I agree.
And we encourage you to do that, and I look forward to seeing you on many different boards out there, everybody. You can find out more about the annual meeting, Power the Purse, the Cabin Fever Challenge, and all this at uwswac.org. Encourage you to follow the United Way on social media. It is a great follow. Make sure to do that. We'll take a quick break, come back, we'll get into our National Day of Calendar, and plenty more fun. It's Terry and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR. Welcome back to the morning show here on WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. You got Terry and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. It is time for us to dive into our National Day of Calendar. We're going to do that right now with some fun stuff we got lined up for you here. And first one, we have World Breast Pumping Day. Okay. All right.
That's good.
It's a little, yeah. If it's awkward to you people when a woman is doing this in public, that's kind of on you.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know what? And it never bothered. Well, it doesn't bother me when I see it, but it also never bothered me to do it. Now, I wasn't like a big exposed person, but I also wasn't what somebody who like the only thing you saw was my eyeballs. You know, like where you're like covering like the baby can't breathe because they're, you know, covered so thick in blankets or whatever. But you know, I do think, and this is, it's proven, and not everyone can breastfeed, and I understand that, but it is, you know, it is proven that breast milk is transformational to a baby. So, you know, this calling attention to this, and some people don't, you know, aren't interested in breastfeeding, but some people do just pump and then, you know, and then feed the breast milk. And I think that, you know, it's important, and it's something we should call attention to. And it's nature. It's human nature. Yeah. It shouldn't be a weird, gross, you know what I mean? It shouldn't be off-putting to people.
It's two things. One, the baby needs to eat. That's all I needed to hear. Feed the kid. That's all that matters right here. Second of all, you know, if men did this, it would be a much different thing. First of all, there would be no taboo about it. And second of all, it would be very blazing. And there would be like special rest areas set aside with a tent or something and a TV playing football for you or something like that.
And not a single man with a shirt on.
None.
I mean, not just an opening, but like shirts off.
Well, I got to get ready to feed my kid. What do you want from me? Like, yeah, it's ridiculous. It's one of the more ridiculous things I've heard that our society has done is giving women any bit of a hard time about this, especially considering you've never seen a woman who, like, walks down a mall or something. Not that there's malls anymore, but walks down a mall like, hey, everybody, I'm breastfeeding. Like,
I know.
It's, yeah,
I know. It's a, but you know what? This is a great, I think it's a great thing to call attention to.
I agreed. National Fun at Work Day. Well, that's every day around
that?
Here.
Oh, wow. Suck up.
Oh, it really is, though. I mean, I work.
No, it is. I agree.
I actually have to have fun as part of my job. If I'm not having a good time, the audience isn't, and we're not doing our job.
You know, yeah. I have fun at work. Nice. I think it's, but call it out, right? It's a good day to bring treats. If you're listening right now and you're on your way to work, stop and pick up some treats or something.
Good,
and
yes.
Yeah, some confetti. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Great day for some Rip Taylor confetti.
Unless. Only if you're the vacuumer, though.
You're going to have to clean that up. Yes, you are definitely going to have to clean that up, though. Because it ain't fun for somebody else to have to clean it up. National Geographic Day. That's a cool one. I like that. National Geographic Day. A huge fan of those as a kid. Some of the only, like, magazines and reading that we were able to do, you know, sometimes as a kid.
So
they were always
you,
handed out. They were always free.
Were you like that normal, like, 8-year-old boy that was looking for the naked people in there?
No, because because I grew up in the city. I
all you had to do is look out your window.
Yeah, I did not need magazines.
Peep across the...
There was the world's oldest profession that had that popping around, and I had all that explained to me at a young age. National Geographic is something to take for... Are we sure that it's the oldest profession, by the way? Are we sure? National Geographic is something we take for granted, which is not surprising considering that it has been around for over 100 years. The first issue of the magazine was published in 1888. The National Geographic magazine have been published regularly once a month since then and still being published.
Yeah, it's very cool.
A big fan, just the work that they do. What I will say, picture-wise, Terry, is... Before we had, obviously, internet and all that, that was like the first time a lot of us got to see other parts of the world.
Absolutely.
So much of it.
But, you know, sad, it is kind of cool that they call this out, but sad, I can't even tell you the last time I looked at, I saw one.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I see them at the library, like they're there, because yeah, I'm an avid library user, but it's just funny, like I can't remember the last time I actually stopped and, like, took a gander at one.
Yeah. And National Chocolate Cake Day.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yes. I love me some chocolate cake. Just be careful when you're telling somebody, I don't know, like Linda Garsky, what kind of cake you want for your birthday. And you think that she's, you know, you don't really want her to make you a cake. So she won't make this cake if you tell her a chocolate cake with chocolate triple chocolate frosting. Like, it was just,
but you kind of were hoping she'd make one.
Subliminally.
Think,
yeah, knowing me. Yeah, oh, yeah. Knowing me back then. Yeah. Yeah. Because she did this a long time ago.
That's awesome. I just made
a big cake.
Our daughter's birthday was last week, and that's what she wanted. So I did chocolate cake with chocolate mousse filling and then triple chocolate frosting, and it was so good.
Yeah, you told me that, and my mouth watered the moment you said that.
I didn't bring you
that.
Any.
No, but that's all right. That's that's that.
Well, it would have been a week old by the time I saw you.
True. That's actually doing me a favor probably by not doing that.
Oh, yeah, because you should watch your calories.
Well, it made me sick or something. One more for you before we get into Saturday and Sunday. It is International Holocaust Remembrance Day. Two-thirds of Americans under the age of 40 don't know about a critical part of history. That is one of the things that we are fighting against.
That just floors me.
Last year, one alarming poll revealed that 22% of millennials have never heard of the Holocaust. Another showed that two-thirds of Americans under the age of 40 do not know 6 million Jews were killed in the Holocaust. It's actually higher than that. And a third proved that half can't name a single concentration camp. The good news is Wisconsin has done, like many other states, including actually 20 other states, have a law in the books, the Holocaust Education Bill, passed during the last legislation session. It requires public schools cover the Holocaust and other genocides at least once in grades 5 through 8 and grades 9 through 12. The idea when this first came about that we were telling kids in kindergarten about this never happened, never was a thing, and nobody wants that. No Jew wants that or anybody else for that matter. But it is important that we share this knowledge. I lost a good quarter. I want to say it was a quarter of our family, the Chiz family, C-H-I-Z, to the Holocaust. We don't know how many we've lost in other tragedies or anything before that, the plague and different things. This is one where we remember and we honor and we carry on. We keep moving forward. That is what it is to be a Jew. That is what it is to be a human being. I've had many people ask me, and students ask, well, how do you look? I care. What do I do on a day like this? How do I honor that memory? What do I do? And it's simply being educated. It's simply being understanding of the day, understanding that the Holocaust existed. I mean, I know it seems very simple to people like you and I, Terry, but you go just that simple step, and that's already a relief and a gift that you are giving to humanity, not just Jewish people, humanity. This affected humanity. Yes, it affected my people incredibly, increasingly. I just gave you those numbers right there. There were also a lot of Polish people who died during the Holocaust. There were a lot of other creeds that died during the Holocaust that were wiped out in numbers, whole families gone, so much of England and their families just gone, wiped off the map, the whole family lineage gone over this event, over what happened here, because we let a madman run game on Europe, and we didn't hold him in check, and we didn't do enough as a society. We just let, well, it's going on the other side of the world, or if you were on that side of the world, oh, that's going on just, you know, an hour away or whatever. We kept doing this. We pushed the can, kicked the can down the road, and we let these things happen. How can you be more informed? How can you be more educated? I think if you can ask yourself that, even if that's all you do today, I'll take it. Right now, I'll take that. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't take it the next step. And I would say, too, understanding one really strong thing about Jewish people. Not every Jewish person. In fact, as we're getting along here more and more Jewish people are like myself. This is not a religious thing for me. This is a creed. This is my bloodline. This is my DNA. It's my family. When you're born of a Jewish mother, you are automatically a citizen of Israel. Like, these kind of things are part of our creed. There are many Jews who follow the religion and practice it, and I admire them. I look up to them in some ways. I do practice many of the traditions, but this is a creed for us. It's deeper than certain things that I think when we think of religion, we think of certain things like as choice or whatever. This is who we are born as. This is what we are. And understanding that, I think, is a huge step in understanding. And how do you kill hate? Love is part of it. Understanding and knowledge is the way you keep it down. Hate is the monster at the end of the monster movie that keeps popping up out of the ground and everything. And you think you got it down. Ah, love. I got love. I got love. I got machine gun of love I take out hate with. And it keeps coming back. But knowledge and understanding, that's what keeps that monster down. That is one of the greatest things you could do on a day like this to honor so many people we lost, all the American citizens we lost in World War II, of all creeds, every person that we lost during this tragic time in our history, and never letting there be a World War III, never letting it get that bad again. It's on all of us. It's on every one of us as a society. How do you follow that, Terry? What do you got? What do you got, Terry? What do you got?
Let's look at tomorrow.
Going to tomorrow. There's no way you can follow that, right? It's not fair.
Though, it is really important, like you said, for everyone to just take pause today a little bit and maybe do something to increase your knowledge.
I appreciate you saying that. Today is National Kazoo Day. That's how you follow it, with kazoos.
Kazoos are obnoxious. Don't you think?
Yeah, they can be.
I guess I don't. There's maybe adults who can play, but like when you were a kid and you'd get one, like at a, I don't know, for whatever reason, I feel like at a parade, like they were, you know, like throwing them out one time when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And then you've got like 58 kids just blowing on them as hard as they can.
Yes.
And
We're a little opposite on this. So an adult, that's when it gets annoying to me. An adult using a kazoo. A kid, not as much. You know, it's a little kid. They're supposed to.
I was thinking maybe there's adults that could, you know, like, I don't know, maybe like the Funsters or something that can actually make some decent music out of them.
Global Community Engagement Day is tomorrow as well, along with the National Kazoo Day. So bring your kazoos out to your global community engagement.
After you eat blueberry pancakes?
Yes. It's all the blueberry pancake day. get involved in your community. It's a great day tomorrow to get involved. It's a Saturday, if you can. Get in on any volunteering. And, of course, as Terry was telling you earlier, you can contact Ben when it comes to that at the United
Absolutely.
Way. International Lego Day tomorrow. That's awesome.
That is awesome. Except, you know, stepping on those darn things.
That's the only thing that's not awesome about Legos. The only thing.
And I had girls. You know, I have girls, and they both had some Legos, not a ton, but they were never like out and around. But I've seen that like with my nephews, right? Like there is just Legos everywhere, and I'm like, how do you not step on those darn things?
Sunday, I had to get this one in. Sunday is curmudgeon's day.
They might as well have a day. You know, and at least it's Sunday, because then we probably don't have to encounter too many of them. Like, they can go to church, take their Sunday drive, go home and be crabby.
National Puzzle Day is Sunday as well. I'll have to tell my mom that.
Fun. And I see it's national, is it Tortilla Chip Day?
Mm-hmm.
That's
a good one.
I'm a sucker for nachos. Yeah. Corn chip days. I would take a big plate of nachos over, maybe it's just because of the snacking, grazing feel of it, you know, more so than a meal. Like, I love that.
I can be completely full. If there are nachos in front of me, I will eat some of them.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I've seen this, you know, the whole butterboard thing and the charcuterie board and all that. Now people are doing like nacho boards, but you don't use a board though. You use your cupboard, your countertop. So like if you have an island. Like you would use your whole island and just make a huge platter of nachos out there. I was going to do that for Grace's birthday, but then I was like, I didn't know if people would be weird about, you know, 30 people's hands all in there. But I'm like,
it does look fun.
It looks so fun.
It doesn't look fun to clean up, but it does look fun. It does look fun.
Think you can lift the dog up there?
Yes, that's exactly what you do. You get the old vacuum up there. The vacuum with the furry vacuum.
Yeah, except that then their paws are in it. Yeah, I think it's not good, but it would be fun. You could put like wax paper or something down first.
Yeah, I would think,
you know, like parchment paper, because then you could just roll it up.
That's a great
idea. I'm doing this. Maybe for the Super Bowl.
That's a really good idea. And I hadn't seen anybody use the parchment paper.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm a thinker.
I like it. And that's a good one, because on Sunday it is Free Thinkers Day. Everybody should be a free thinker. Everybody should think freely. That's part of what being an American is, part of what being human is to think. I think of, certainly there's plenty of ways to celebrate the day. I think one of the greater ways to celebrate the day is to realize we live in a country, and if you live in a part of the world that's like this, where you can be a free thinker.
Absolutely, and I think that, you know, the whole free thinker thing might not resonate with everyone, but it's kind of the idea of open-mindedness, right? Like, you're open to new ideas, you're open to... you know, thinking about different possibilities, and you know, everybody give that a shot on Sunday. See how it goes. Let us know.
Yes, yeah, please let us know. Yes, and National Carnation Day.
I'm not here Monday, so hey, let these guys know.
We're just bombarded by all these crazy. It's not even bad comments. It's just crazy ideas. It's just all these crazy ideas.
That would be perfect.
Homer Simpson idea after Homer Simpson idea. National Carnation Day is also on Sunday.
You know, I love pink carnations. I just think they're pretty, and I like both. I mean, like a light pink, like a baby pink, but also the deeper pink. And you know what I also like about carnations is they last a lot longer than roses.
Because my mom is like a lot of moms. When it came to getting her gifts, we were very one trick ponies. Different stages in our life. As little kids, we always got her a carnation, especially around Christmas. You know, those big red, beautiful kind of. But as we got older, it was more Coca Cola stuff, and you know, and all that.
With the red.
Exactly. Every once in a while, we still find her one, though. They're beautiful flowers.
They are pretty.
We will get to Melissa's news now. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun. I've got a side hustle gig for people out there. We'll find out if you're interested when we get back here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
No way.
Oh, boy.
I love this song. You're lucky we're not in the car, because I'd be singing.
Oh, you'd be singing and blasting it. I have it lower in my headphones, actually. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR.
How can this not put a spring in your step? Come on.
It's got to be one of the laziest songs ever written.
Stop talking. Play it again.
Welcome back to the morning show, everybody. 80s vibe going on right now. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Appreciate the time from every one of you. And we wish you a good weekend. Happy Friday. Terry and James here with you. We're going to have some fun, take you to the top of the hour with some good stories and get into some good stuff here. Like this one, I think this is interesting. If you and your partner are looking for some extra cash this winter and you're willing to test your relationship with a frustrating task, this sounds like the perfect side hustle. So we have a nice side hustle for couples out there. The people at financebuzz.com are looking to hire a couple. They'll pay $1,000 and give you an additional 1,000 IKEA gift cards. And all you have to do is shop for an IKEA bedroom set, put it together, and document the ups and downs of the process.
Pass.
Right. Only 1,000? Really?
Oh, my gosh.
They're only looking for one couple, but it's simple to apply. Just fill out an online form for the by the deadline, which is Valentine's Day, and then wait a week to see if you're chosen.
That's hilarious. Do you have any IKEA furniture?
No, I don't. I used to back in the day.
Oh,
I,
so you have a little experience?
An ex of mine went and did this. Not this exact thing, but we went to IKEA once, and yeah.
I don't have any of their pieces, but I do know people who do, and it's just like, it's not your typical. I mean, I've bought other furniture that you have to, you know, like you buy a desk that you have to assemble or that kind of thing. No! What is the deal?
I've talked to people that have been spent their whole life in construction that look at IKEA stuff like, I ain't doing that. guys.
And so what is it? It's just like it's hip. So people, you know what I mean? It's the challenge. Like,
I wonder about that part.
I don't know.
I about the challenge part. Huh? I hadn't thought of that.
I've got plenty else to be challenged with.
Yes.
Like putting together a bookcase does not have to ruin my, week?
Yeah. This is, I had a student making fun of me last night because I just don't really watch horror movies. I'm like, how can you not watch this movie and this movie? And this movie? I'm like, life has been enough of a horror movie for me, all right? I don't need it.
I live it.
I mean, I'm good. I don't need it. It doesn't do anything for me. It doesn't scare me or anything. Now, what does scare me? Going to an IKEA. Yes, that great stores. I want to say this.
Oh,
great stores, really good prices.
I agree.
Very strong products.
And it's fun to meander around in there. You know what I mean? Like, you could just get lost in there for days.
You literally can get lost.
Literally lost, yes.
There are documents of people who have gotten lost in IKEAs. It's hilarious.
But if you could get a new bed out of this for free, right? $1,000, and get $1,000, would you do it?
Yeah. Yeah, a heartbeat. Not even close. I wouldn't even think about it. I'd do it in a heartbeat. Honestly, the $1,000 is nice. That $1,000 in IKEA gift cards sounds really nice too. That's a pretty nice bonus right there. I think these things tend to be what you make of them. I remember the ex and I that I went there. Her and I, we went into it, and I thought, oh, we're really good and everything. I don't think we were. Looking back, I'm pretty sure we weren't. But we go to IKEA, and yeah, it was a nightmare. It was a nightmare. Things that never annoyed me about her all of a sudden started to, and I'm positive things that I did annoyed her. I'm very certain of it.
And then you had to drive home.
Yeah. And it was in, we were living in DeKalb at the time, and the IKEA was like a 45-minute, like, it was enough of a drive where it's that annoying drive.
Yeah.
Where you can't, like, sit back and, like, listen to a book on tape or something like that. Like, it's short enough, but it's long enough at the same time.
But at least that was it. I mean, because isn't the closest one to us here Minneapolis?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you got a good 3-hour drive.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, earlier when you said side hustle, I'm always like, you know, a lot of people have a side hustle. They got some other something going on. And I'm always like, what am I missing? I have no side hustle. So why don't I have a side hustle? Mm-hmm. So when you brought this up, I thought it was going to be something good. I'm not putting a bed together.
I'd save yourself your frustrations. Go, you know, you really need a side hustle or something like that. There's other gigs.
I would say normally I would put this stuff together on my own. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? At home. The last time we put something together like that, you know, together was when we finished a family room in our basement, and so I bought a TV stand that has a little electric fireplace in it.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, it just comes in a box of all flatness. But it actually went really well.
Cool. Very cool.
You know, went together well. And I mean, but I'm kind of as such, if you just do what I tell you, then it's fine.
I was going to say... You guys are, that's really cool to hear. You guys might not be the greatest example. You've been together for a while. I imagine, Randy's a smart guy. I imagine he learns to cut, you know, choose his battles wisely. Well, I mean, at this point. Know. Like, some stuff is just not worth getting into. It's like, just let them move it on. The only pre-ups are that you have to live near an IKEA and have to have the time to shop and assemble the furniture between February 21st and March 21st. And you have to be willing to share photos and videos of your experience.
I was going to say, I'm surprised video isn't required.
Yes, it's got to be. It's got to be. You got to have video for this.
Well, yeah, because, you know.
And you have to share it with us. You have to share it with all of us. Forget these people. I want to see this stuff, all right? I want to see these videos. I don't say this lightly because I don't like fighting and I'm not a fan of it. My mom and dad did fight a lot growing up and everything, but they're also the most romantic couple I've ever seen. And they've been together 45 years. It's understandable that they, you know, get in fights sometimes.
Sure.
But there are levels. There are different ways of fighting for them. You understand this, but, you know, and longtime couples understand this out there. To some of us, we may not get this, but I've seen it. That's the only reason I understand it. When they are fighting over putting something together, it is one of the funniest things.
It's
one of my greatest guilty pleasures because I hate that they're fighting, but God, is it funny.
But they're really not fighting. I mean, they are fighting.
I'm doing the best I can.
as the wrench comes flying at him.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes,
pretty much. You know, I'm getting a visual of this couple that gets chosen for this. Like, they go into IKEA and they're picking out what they're going to buy with their $1,000 and whatever, and then they get home and they're the people that don't have any tools.
Oh, yes, yes.
You know what I mean? Like, they don't have their own little toolkit.
Well, I love the couples that go into this with an ego. And like, oh, we'll be fine. Oh, we'll be fine.
We don't need the directions.
We aren't like other couples. Like, no, you are. You are. Yes, yes, you are. Yes. If you want to be a part of this, you can go to financebuzz.com. I don't know how confident I feel going to a website called Finance Buzz, but hey, to each their own. Financebuzz.com for your side hustle that is awaiting you with IKEA and possibly, being single. I'm joking. I don't know. I'm just kidding. Let's talk dream jobs when we come back. How's that sound?
All right.
Talking dream jobs when we get back here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back to The Morning Show, everybody, here at WFHR, locally grown radio. I want to send a big thank you to our friends over at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Thank you, Jennifer. And, of course, we appreciate them. They'll be joining us in just a little bit here. We'll hear from them and get a live and direct update.
I had the weirdest thing happen yesterday. I was coming back from Milwaukee, and the radio station that was on, all of a sudden I hear meteorologist Michael Carroll. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And then I get closer to Fox Valley and Jennifer Wojcicki. They are moonlighting on other stations, James.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about that. No, I'm kidding. Of course they are. I like the idea of getting back. What?
But you know what?
Wait a minute. I thought that they were all mine.
But it is hilarious when you're not listening to your own radio station and you hear a familiar voice and you're like, wait a minute, what? Who?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Throws you.
Yeah.
Real quick, for journalistic purposes, there is an IKEA in Oak Creek, Wisconsin.
Oh, there is. Where is that?
Oak Creek. That is a great question. I've seen that name. Wow, if you don't know where it is.
Called you on it.
That's really saying something.
Oak Creek?
Oak Creek.
What do you think that is down by Milwaukee?
Oak Creek is located, in Milwaukee County.
Oh, okay.
Yep, Milwaukee County. That makes sense.
All right, fair enough. So probably about the same distance then-ish or close to the Minneapolis one.
I don't know if that would count as far as this contest goes or anything like that, but I think you're welcome to try.
Yeah.
Speaking of contests, I just wanted to take a moment to thank the most amazing listeners in radio, all of you out there, for helping us celebrate and make the Civic Media Million Dollar Advertising Giveaway so successful. We had a great campaign. It went really good yesterday.
That's awesome.
And we just are humbled and so thankful to this audience out there for being a part of this with us.
Very cool.
And I don't think that's the last time you're going to see something like that from Civic. I just saying. I think that I'm beginning to know our new owners quite well. And not only are they really genuinely good people, what you see is what you get. And I don't think you can ask for much more in business than that. But also, boy, do they mean what they say. Like, you really figure those things out about a person over time. Okay, is this person is genuine or is this a game? Is this an act? And these people believe in what they're doing.
So if they call and yell at you, they mean it.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Yes. Yes. When Mike has gotten mad at me, which has happened, It has been very genuine. And we've also, but we've been laughing right at the end of the conversation.
But, you know, great to hear that this went well. And, you know, hopefully we'll see some boost to some local businesses and in their advertising here on the stations. And, you know, and we love that, right? We like love to feature people here in our community and all the good work that they're doing.
Well, when you do something right, it's not about you. And to us, this was not about us. This was about that, putting $1 million of free advertising out into free business and into small businesses out there and helping them, you know, especially a business that, because I kept thinking of places they were just starting up. And it's you got enough money for inventory, to for your crew, all these things, but oh, advertising, like I know we need advertising, but I don't have the money in the budget. And what is one of the quickest sacrifices that a small business will make? Well, I got to pay my employees, I got to do this, but I guess I'll cut back on advertising, or I'll just advertise a little bit this year. Here you go, you ain't got to worry about that.
Like, that's awesome.
That's a huge help, a lot bigger than I think people that aren't in smaller businesses or something would understand. But that's the thing about this too. Is I would gather 80-some percent of the audience can understand what we're talking about with that. That they understand either they have worked at a small business or have you know, gone and been a customer at a small business.
Well, and unfortunately, if you have to cut back or as you're adjusting things, I mean, it's something easy. Mm-hmm. Easy to cut back, you know what I mean, if you have to. So so this is awesome. It was a great opportunity for, you know, not just for all the Civic Media markets, but for, you know, we'll be a little bit selfish about our own folks right here, right?
Yes.
So awesome that our, you know, people here in Greater Wisconsin Rapids Area, Central Wisconsin, had the opportunity to participate. And, you know, we thank you for joining in on that.
Yeah, thank every one of you. Find out more about what we're doing here at Civic. Go to civicmedia.us. That's also where we're streaming 24/7. Of course, we're streaming on any platform that you use on a regular basis. And if you want to get our podcasts, that's where you can go. Just go to civicmedia.us. Anything you might miss, say Terry ripped on me and had a really good one. That was a really good joke she made on my expense. You want to hear that again and again and again, you can go ahead and download the podcast.
You know, I mean, why wouldn't you want to listen to this twice?
I couldn't think of why anybody wouldn't. Anybody but me. Literally anybody but me. So let's get into this one, Terry. If I say dream job to you, what is one of the first things that I think this is there's a layers to this. There's a dream job when you're young.
Yeah.
And there's the dream job when you get old.
Totally.
So when you were young, did you have a dream job?
Well, when I was like little, mm-hmm. I wanted to be a teacher. I don't know that that was a dream job, but you know what I mean? Like that was kind of my thing. Like that's what I was going to do.
Yeah.
I will say that I did. And maybe it was just because I had exposure. So I don't know that I ever had this like sit back and I never wanted to be like a professional athlete or, you know what I mean? Like something like that. Like I guess I never took it kind of to that level. But this is kind of a funny story. When I worked in retail, and I'm a retail lover. I love that pace. Mm-hmm. Once I had kids, I was like, I should probably slow this down a little bit. But I always told Randy, when you retire, mm-hmm. I'm going to either go work at church or at United Way where I can just feel good about what I'm doing every day. Right. Isn't that funny?
That is hilarious.
And so that was actually probably about 5 years before I took this job. Mm-hmm. But I never thought that I would do it that soon. You know what I mean? Like I thought the person before me would stay around longer, and I just envisioned it maybe like now, mm-hmm. you know, where I'm at right now, that maybe I would make a transition. But the opportunity just presented itself. And so, you know, and like any job, I would say 99.9% of the time I am living the dream job.
Yeah.
You know, every job has its quirks has its ups and downs. But overall, it's awesome, and it's for a variety of reasons. It's for what I get to do in the community, but it's also because I'm afforded the flexibility to be present for, you know, my kids' things and all of that. And so for me, it's just really about balance.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I really do. Those are great answers.
So what's your dream job?
When I was little, before, the only thing I ever wanted to do outside of acting was being a firefighter. We had a field trip at the Chicago Fire Department, and that just really had a big impact on me. The way they treated us, how cool it seemed, and the idea of doing something like that. There was, to be honest, I had a lot of adrenaline as a kid, was very into a lot of those action kind of things, and that, along with helping people, seemed really unique to do, and the idea of it. And then, of course, course, I've seen Robin Williams when I'm seven, and all that I want to do since then is being an actor. And Saturday Night Live was my dream job. As a little kid, I got to stay up late watching it with my parents and laughing the jokes that I didn't understand and all these things. And that seemed like the coolest combination of everything I've ever wanted to do all in one. And the beauty of live entertainment, which I am such so drawn to and have been my whole life. As I got older, the dream, and I see people like Robert Downey Jr. or Adam Sandler and starting their own production companies, that was the dream, and still is in many ways, to have your own kind of studio where you can make your own products, your own TV shows, your own movies. You can hire your family, your friends. You can do a lot of your own free stuff, and I love the idea of that. And I don't think I've ever really thought about this before, and it kind of shows how you have to look inward sometimes. But I actually think I have my dream job. Like, you said that, and I thought about it for a second. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Have I ever really appreciated what I'm doing? Like, I think I do. I like to think I do. And I certainly appreciate a lot of, like, factors of my job. But I don't think in the 20 years I've been doing this, I've really had a chance to stop for a second. Because it's such a crazy industry and it's so busy, to really stop and think about my job as a whole, and especially where I am right now at this point in my career and where I am at this station. And I get to put back into my community. I get to talk to different people every single day. I get to constantly bring attention to subjects that matter in this area, that matter to us as a society. I got a lot of little things like that, and I get to put on a show every day for the best audience in the world.
Well, and
I genuinely believe all that stuff too.
Yeah, it also affords you the opportunity. So if you want to participate in community theater, you know what I mean? Like you're not chained.
I'm still auditioning.
You're not chained to this. You can still do all of that.
Yeah.
You know, when I
I really appreciate you saying that, because that gave me some perspective.
Yeah. The whole teacher thing, it's kind of funny, because even up until my first year of college, when I left for college, I was going to school to be a marketing education teacher.
Wow.
Like a high school, you know, and then, you know, whatever, things get turned on their head and that's okay. But I've often thought about, because in Wisconsin, you need a bachelor's degree, and then, you know, you can go back and get a teaching certificate or get certified to be a sub. And so I've thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it'd be kind of fun to be a sub for some business classes and that kind of thing. But I think I would wait until my kids aren't in high school.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't really have interest in doing it with younger. You know, I like the high school age.
I think that's the interesting part. Yeah.
I think that's fun.
What group you would want to be? Yeah,
you know,
that's always interesting.
I just think that would be fun. But overall, you know, here's a little line from a country song for you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You know, there's a Luke Bryan song, but he says, "Do what you love and call it work."
Yeah.
You know, and I that's cool, because
cool
there's
one.
So many people who don't either get that opportunity or take the opportunity, right? Sometimes they just stay where they are because they're, for whatever reason, they're stuck, the financial, you know, whatever it is, but they don't really love it. And that's unfortunate, because you think about the amount of time that we spend working,
right,
and making a living, which is important, and it affords us the ability to do all those other things. But when you have the opportunity to actually love it, it doesn't make it so hard.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes it's still challenging, but it's not like a hardship, right?
Wanted to do this as a two-parter. That was part one, where we kind of got into our little stuff here. We'll actually go into the nation, and we've got list here of like a survey of what people said is their dream.
So somebody's going to tell us what we should be dreaming about?
Yes, exactly.
Perfect.
I think, honestly, Terry, I think you would make a very good teacher. You've certainly taught me some things. We'll be back with more fun here on The Morning Show. We'll have an update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. We'll hear from Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, Culver's Star of the Day, all coming up right here on The Morning Show at Terry. I was going to try to throw in something to brown nose you a little bit to make up for that. Here at The Morning Show on WFHR.